Senator Martin, you are recognized to explain your bill.
Hi, good morning. Yeah, good morning. Feels like afternoon. Good morning, Senators. SB 1128 allows a university carry-forward spending plan to include retention of a carry-forward balance as a reserve fund, which can be expended at its discretion. The 7% reserve currently in place was intended to be a minimum. The Auditor General has interpreted the statute to be a maximum, and everything else has to be in a spending plan. I'm bringing you this bill in an effort to promote wise spending at the universities and encourage savings where possible. Everyone needs a rainy day fund, and that is where and that is what we are trying to accomplish.
There is an amendment. If you want to take up amendment barcode 263702 by Senator Martin. Senator Martin, you are recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you. The amendment clarifies that a university may have a reserve fund in excess of the required minimum carry forward balance of 7% of its operational budget, and that spending from the carry forward reserve must be for those expenses authorized in law.
Are there any questions on the amendment? I'll give an opportunity once we get back to the bill. Are there any appearance cards on the amendment? Seeing no appearance cards, is there any debate on the amendment? Senator Martin, you are recognized to close on the amendment.
I'll wave.
Having waived close on the amendment, all those in favor of the amendment indicate by saying yay.
Yay.
Opposed, no. The amendment is adopted. We are back on the bill as amended. Are there questions on the bill as amended? Yes, Senator Jones, you're recognized.
Thank you so much, Chair, and thank you, Senator Martin. Just a quick question. I'm fine with the bill. I just want to ask about the limit amount of funds that can be in reserve and how long can it be reserved.
You're recognized.
Thank you. The bill doesn't address that.
Okay. Yeah, I'm good.
Any other questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, we have appearance cards. Sarah Massey with the Florida Chamber of Commerce, waving in support. Are there any other appearance cards? Okay. Having concluded appearance forms, is there debate on the bill as amended? Mm-hmm. Seeing no debate on the bill as amended, Senator Martin, you are recognized to close on the bill.
I'll wave close.
Having waived close on CS for SB 1128, Secret, please call the roll.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Burgess?
Yes.
Senator Collins? Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Perry? Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Stewart? Chair Grawl?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
By your vote, CS for SB 1128 is reported favorably. Thank you, Senator Martin. At this time, I will turn over the chairmanship to Senator Burgess.
All right. Hey, everybody. Sorry. There, we're working now. All right, we're going to take up tab two, SPB 7032 by Education Post-Secondary related to education. Senator Grawl, you're recognized to explain the proposed bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. SPB 7032 establishes the graduate alternative to traditional education, the GATE program, within the Department of Education, aimed at providing high school students with no-cost opportunities to earn post-secondary course credits while completing their high school education. This bill exempts students in the GATE program from tuition and fees and the cost of the instructional materials, enhancing affordability and accessibility of education. To qualify for the GATE program, a student must be a resident of Florida, age 16 to 21, not have a high school diploma, and be enrolled in an adult secondary and applied technology diploma program or a career certificate program at a school district career center, charter technical career center, or Florida College System institution. Students must maintain a 2.0 GPA and complete their programs within 3 years, barring extenuating circumstances. The bill establishes the GATE Scholarship Program to financially support institutions offering the GATE program by reimbursing tuition, fees, and instructional material costs. And the bill promotes student achievement through the GATE Program Student Success Incentive Fund, which provides financial rewards to institutions of up to $750 for each student who earns a high school diploma or $1,000 for each student who earns a post-secondary industry certification. That is the bill.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill?
One question.
Senator Jones.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Senator Grawl, for this good bill. So this is possibly the same as a student who possibly go to a lab school This is more for students who are enrolled in a Can you talk just briefly? Can you just talk about how this? I see it. I'm sorry. Forget it. I'm good. I'm good. Mm-hmm. It's early, y'all. Bear with me.
Mm-hmm. It is. Is there any? Let's just go into appearance forms. Are there any? Are there any appearance forms? There are. I see two. Senator Jones, you submitted an appearance form too? No, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. Tom Sarah is speaking for the bill with Miami-Dade Public Schools.
Wave and support.
Even better. Thank you, sir. And you came a long way to wave and support. We appreciate you. And one of our own from Tampa Bay, we got Patty Rendon of the Hillsborough County School Board. It's good to see you, my friend, speaking for the bill. Oh, you're recognized.
Okay, thank you.
You're recognized for 20 minutes. Go.
No. Well, first of all, thank you so much for this bill. It really does recognize where we're looking at for workforce development, not only for our communities, but for our students and giving them additional opportunities, not only for those college-bound students. Some of the things that we see as pros with this bill are high school students enrolled in the GATE program are not included in the high school graduation rate. They're therefore truly giving an opportunity for students to have an opportunity for a different pathway and not penalizing the school districts in their grades or otherwise. Secondarily, the cost for their programs are reimbursed from the state, and that's a huge proponent to allow students to have that GATE pathway. Third, the districts are now financially incentivized to ensure students are successful. Therefore, not just incentivizing those districts that are going to be focusing on college paths only. Two of the cons that we see that we would like to see some additional work on is transportation. At the end of the day, whether we look at our rural areas or even our urban areas, transportation is a limited factor for our ages 16 to 22, especially with the cost of vehicles increasing tremendously. So looking at some ways in which you can be able to fund districts to be able to provide that transportation for those students to get to those college and career opportunities. The other thing that we want to make sure that we look at as a con is that students may not, in many situations when they go to college, they change their majors. It's a huge factor for a lot of students. So in order for students to remain in that program, if giving that possibility of change even to a different career path or something within the same thing, just being as long as they stay in the technical program, but maybe shift that certificate, giving that as a possible opportunity. So those are two of the things that we saw thinking, and we want to make sure we know that we have our support for us Hillsborough County and moving in this direction, this bill. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And we also have Karen Mazzola with the Florida PTA who is speaking for the bill. Karen, you're recognized.
Good morning, Karen Mazzola, Florida PTA. We come in support of this bill. When I read it, I thought, oh, my God, this is so great. And luckily, it aligned with our national PTA statements on expanding career and technical education for students. The only recommendation that we have is perhaps there should be a study within 3 to 5 years to determine the effectiveness of the program and the effect that it has on not having the dropouts or the dropouts moving forward. But thank you so much for this bill.
Thank you so much. And that is all our speaker cards. Is there any debate on the proposed bill? Seeing no debate, Senator Jones, you're recognized to close on your... I'm just kidding.
This is a very good bill. Please vote up.
Uh-huh. Well, Senator Grawl, do you want to add to that?
Just a little bit, because it's the first committee that this is out, and I appreciate the folks who came to provide some additional things that we might want to consider as the bill moves forward. I do think that we're really looking at a very unique population that has been missed in the past, and that 16-year-old that really doesn't have any options. They haven't even been able to get their GED. Hopefully, those things being taken care of, really giving them a path, knowing that their chance to long-term success is greater if we have these interventions earlier. And so thank you for those of you who came to support and for the feedback, and we encourage that feedback as the bill continues to move forward. And I would ask for your favorable support.
Thank you, Senator Grawl, for closing on your bill. Please call the roll on SPB 7032.
Senator Book?
Yes.
Senator Collins? Senator Garcia?
Yes.
Senator Jones?
Yes.
Senator Perry? Senator Simon?
Yes.
Senator Stewart?
Yes.
Senator Grawl? Chair Burgess.
Yes. By your vote, show SPB 7032 is reported favorably. I now pass the gavel back to Senator Grawl.
Thank you, Senator Burgess. Does any senator wish to be recorded as voting on bills before the committee today? Senator Stewart, you're recognized.
Yes, I want to register my yes vote for 1128.
Is there any objection? Seeing none, the motion's adopted. Any other senators?
Yes.
Senator Collins, you're recognized.
I would like to show myself voting affirmative on tabs 1 and 2.
Seeing no objection, the motion is adopted. Is there any other business before the committee? Seeing none, Senator Collins moves we adjourn. Show the motion adopted.